Righto, JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Very good morning, Mike.
So the focus has moved to the Middle East now, of course. Where are we at with China? Christmas, I noted yesterday, has been saved because all the toys are going to be back.
We're just sort of looking at the what's been the follow through on this China, on diffusing these tensions between US and China, because it gave the US share market a big boost. But has it flowed through overnight? Well, it has, but not in uniform fashion. I mean, we've seen the US markets have gained. The S&P 500 has gained again, but the NASDAQ has surged to a greater degree. You had some inflation data overnight as well. We'll come back to that, won't we? So, yeah, about a 0.9% gain in the S&P 500. As a point of note, Mike, that takes it above where it was at the start of the year. So that's quite notable. We are in positive territory, but it's been a real roller coaster. The NASDAQ's up 1.8%, and I'll just make the point here. We're starting to see money flowing back into those mega cap stocks, the big techs, the Mag 7 index. Amazon, Apple and all that. That's up 8% so far this week. So they had been a little bit out of favour. And I also make the point that even though it was extremely uncomfortable at times, staying invested was the right thing to do through April. Yeah, but going to Asia, Mike, much less exuberance in Asia. The Chinese share market did not rally to the same degree. Shanghai Composite up 0.17% yesterday. And in fact, you're looking at modest gains right across Asia compared to the surge in the US. Still got lots of earnings reports coming out of China this week. You've got Alibaba, big guys, Alibaba, Tencent, JD.com. 40% of Chinese companies in the Chinese index have reported their recent results, and earnings have broadly missed analyst expectations. Also, there's this kind of weird thing that's come out, Mike, is that the market was expecting, if in fact that trade situation had stayed the same, that they would get more stimulus from Chinese authorities. Now that there's been a deal, they might not get the stimulus. So that's a little bit of a negative. You've also got to remember that even though tariffs have come down, there's still 30% tariffs in place. They have not gone away. Yeah. Just as a matter of interest, underwhelming rally in Australia as well. They're up about 0.5%. We did lift, though, 0.87%. We're at the NZX 50 index, highest since February. Good lift in Skeller up a main freight, and we're edging our way back towards the 13,000 level on that index.
Okay, that aforementioned CPI 2.3. Core, I noted, was 2.8. Do we like these numbers?
Yes, we do. Okay. So we're looking for hard data at the moment. CPI is hard data. So this is the US CPI for April, a benign result at the headline, 0.2%. Expectation was 0.3. Ex-food and energy, also 0.2. That's what we call core. So year on year, 2.3%. Had expected that to be 2.4. Core CPI, 2.8. So that 2.3% is the lowest since February 2021. Americans will be pleased to know the problematic egg prices have settled down. They fell 12.7%, although I do note they're still up almost 50% from a year ago. So the tariff situation is temporarily under a little bit better. Inflation's under control. We've had that big deal announced overnight in Saudi Arabia, so markets are happy. Okay. I don't think inflation's out of the woodwork just yet, though. You might still see some follow through over the next couple of months.
Speaking of which, the trachometer, this seems a mixed picture. What's going on here?
Well, I think what it shows, Mike, is that the recovery, this long-awaited recovery, is still bubbling away under the surface. So the light traffic index, it's the laggard, it's not really moving. That's a good indicator of state of demand, and we're not really seeing much going on there. It's a six-month lead on momentum in the economy, unchanged versus a year ago. So not exactly frothy, is it? Although the trend is mildly upwards. But the heavy traffic index, though, Mike, it's telling us there is a bit of momentum.
Good.
Rose 2.7% last month, is up 1.7% year on year. That's a good steer on production, captures, goods production and freight associated with wholesale and retail trade. It's trending higher. The economy will get better, Mike. It's just maybe later this year or early next year. Persist till 26. Hang in there. We'll get better.
What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones. The Dow Jones is actually lower. That's down 156 points, 0.37%. That's because United Health is getting smacked. It's down about 16% last time I looked. 42,250 the mark there. The S&P 500 is up 52 points, 0.89%, 5,896. And the NASDAQ up 321 points, 1.72%, 19,029. The FTSE 100 down 2 overnight, 8,602. The Nikkei did manage a 1.4% rally, up 539 points, 38,183. As I said, Shanghai Composite up 0.17%. The ASX 200 up 0.43%, 8268. And the NZX 50, as I said, up 110 points, 12,786. Kiwi dollar 0.5939 against the US, 0.9171 against the Aussie, 0.5312 euro, 0.4465 against the pound, 87.66 Japanese yen is what one New Zealand dollar will get you. Gold is trading at $3,247 US dollars, and Brent crude just edging up a little bit more, $66.64.
See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmywealth.co.nz.